As we were saying about acne, you know, that this was really probably the number one condition that dermatologists treated and was rather chronic and required long periods of treatment. However, none of us should worry about whether our practices are going to melt away. You know, medicine is dynamic, just like people are. There are diseases that have their heyday, and there are diseases that pass away. And we always seem to have something to take its place. So,
unfortunately.
Yes, and that's true with people, I think. And so that'll be for medicine in time immemorial.
Is there anything else that has not been included, do you think, that you might want to comment on?
I just can't.
We were one of the skimpy things that we had was how do you view Pittsburgh's Jewish life and its place in the general community now? We didn't have too much about that, except you had remarked that the history of Jews is tenacity, and you felt that the Jews would survive. At the present time, Israel is certainly under the gun for their aggression in Lebanon. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm really opposed to war. We're talking about great movements to ban the atom and atomic weapons and so on. So, but we're really missing the boat. It's war that's so ridiculous. To imagine that same people fought a war in the Falkland Islands is between England and Argentina is beyond my grasp to comprehend. I can't imagine anything like that. I think it really brings home how futile this system really is, and Israel's involvement in Lebanon to me is so destructive. I mean, I really oppose it. I really am opposed to the war. You might say, well, how are you going to solve these problems? And I'm not sure I have the answer for that. But all I know is that war is passe, it's outmoded, it solves nothing, only causes great bitterness and hatred. And somehow or other, we have to overcome it. I really think that instead of these movements looking at the tools, we should be looking at the whole body, the whole mechanism. And that's what we have to grapple with.
How do you think the non-Jewish population, let's talk just about Pittsburgh, feels about this, about Israel's stand in Lebanon?
I think that the non-Jewish population feels that the Palestinians should have a home. And I think that they are quite concerned that poor people of that type who really have nothing are in the way of this, the war between these the PLO and the Israeli. They're the ones that are doing the suffering. I don't understand myself how Israel can carry on this war. I mean, they're not a country that many people, and their birth rate is low, and to lose their best people, and that's who goes to war, not sick people, but healthy people, and sound people. And it's your cream that is killed off. I don't think that a small country of that size could stand this. You know, this happened to England and to Australia and countries
like that. Best off to
that's
war.
Right. And I don't know so much about Australia, but certainly England. This may be one of the reasons that England has fallen as she has. I think that they've lost so many of their people who had the possibility of being so great. at least the potential is still there.
So you think this action is going to be eventually very weakening to Israel?
Yes, I do. I think that if they keep on taking on casualties like they are, that it can only be self-defeating in the end.
But you can't suggest another solution for them. There was no peace ever made.
Well, I don't know what was politically possible, and
but do you think it should have been?
Yeah, I think that we're I think that we're all at fault, and what I mean by us is not only the Jews but the whole world community. We gave respectability to the PLO. I'm not certain that. And the respectability we gave them is by recognizing them, not necessarily the United States, but certainly the Western world has. And I'm not sure that that they themselves are nothing but a political tool. The Arabs are interested in keeping the pot boiling, and they use the PLO as an arm. It's quite obvious that they're looking for some place to retreat too, and no one wishes to take them. Mm-hmm. That's the amazing thing.
Well, they are plantation.
Yeah, I mean that's.
Who do you think created the problem?
Well, I think that I think you can look at certain nations. Certainly, the Syrians are probably one of them, if not the lead one. The Jordanians, they slaughtered them too. This doesn't. We have to look at all of this. I'm not only highly critical of the Israelis, but I really am
concerned about
that. Oh, yeah. And I think that the PLO has been a tool to most of these people. As long as they're willing to be the fighters, they say, well, you go ahead and fight. They stir up the unrest. I don't know what the answer is in the Middle East. I'm not sure that there's stable governments or governments with authority. I think that the Israelis are probably the only authoritative government in the whole area. The people are probably not governable out of Israel, beyond those borders. I can't speak with that much authority or knowledge.
But with concern.
Deep concern.
Well, I'm sure your opinion is shared by many Americans and Israelis too, really.
A commentator put it well today. I forget who it was. He says that Begin and Arafat deserve each other.
What was that?
Some commentator said that Arafat and Begin deserve each other. I don't know if I put them in the same category.
Both warlike.
Well, they certainly shoot from the hips.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that about wraps it up. And Council of Jewish Women, thank you.
Well, I thank you.